As you probably know, and I mentioned to Governor Murphy, said that full in-person learning will come back this September. In the meantime, New Jersey schools are willing to help students with significant learning loss through all this time of remote learning, shutdowns, reopenings, every point in between. According to Jersey Can, that's a nonprofit education advocacy group, they're saying that we're only seeing one-third of students projected to be on grade level in English language arts, and about one in four projected to be on grade level in math. Now, there's good news. Federal government steered billions of dollars to schools in COVID relief funding. That money is set aside for programs to address this learning loss. Some of the ways it's being done in Patterson, they are planning more than $12 million worth of catch-up programs, including summer classes, reading specialists, Saturday program, after-school instruction, high school tutors. In Cliffside Park, students can join an expanded summer program to make up classes or take enrichment courses. The district will also host group counseling for students in collaboration with the local recreation program, bring more counselors into the school in the fall. They're also going to expand academic support services for the disadvantaged and low-achieving students. Northern Highlands Regional High, rather big area they cover, the summer program will include instruction to make up classes, as well as advanced courses for students who want to fit 5 years of math or science into 4 years, and also feature social and emotional support groups. And when the fall comes about, the district will expand counseling services and have support groups as well for students focusing on study skills or stressing out from everything that they have to deal with. Going back to that report from Jersey Can, it's called The Time to Act, COVID-19 Academic Slide in New Jersey. The report said, on average, students in grades 3 to 8 lost 30% of expected learning in English language arts, 36% of expected learning in math. The gaps are a lot wider for students of color. Black students lost an average of 43% in expected learning in language arts and 50% of learning in math. Latino students, 37% loss of expected learning in language arts this year, 40% in math. That money I mentioned too, New Jersey's getting $2.8 billion in federal aid from the stimulus, at least 20%, which that puts it at about $500 million have to be used to address learning loss. Now it's up to the parents to make sure their kids take advantage of the opportunities. And if you want to know what your school is planning and plotting with all this, the best place to start is by checking their website for information. Don't see what you need there? Then make a phone call, talk to somebody, but check out the school's website. That is usually the best initial source of information.